Jenna, come here, sweetheart. It's about time you got here. I thought you were gonna leave me to cook all these pies on my own, even though you promised you'd... Oh, you're not Jenna. No, you most certainly are not. Who are you? Ah, Jenna's partner. Is she just taking a while to grab her stuff and come in, or... No, she's not. She just sent you to help me bake pies instead. That does sound just like her. Well, it's not like I'm baking all these pies for her sorority party or anything. Oh, no matter. At least I've got another young pair of arms to help me roll out all this dough. Have you done much baking before? No? Okay, well, no worries. Just follow my lead and I'll help you. What's your name, by the way? Nice to meet you. I'm Lupin, Jenna's mom. How long have you two been dating? 2 weeks. That's long for her. I'm sorry, that came out cattier than I meant it to. I love Jenna. She's just a character. I'm sure you know what I mean. She is a bright light sorority goddess, but a bit of a selfish girl. You don't have to say anything. Don't worry. I can tell you know what I mean. I won't tell her. That might ruin any holiday plans you two have together. Oh, here's an apron, by the way. Put it on so you don't get your clothes covered in flour. There you go. Perfect. Sorry it's not as cute as mine. You would have looked sexy in pink. Oh, I'm just teasing you, hon. Okay, here's a ball of dough. It's all chilled, so you need to work quickly so that the butter doesn't melt. We'll throw it back in the freezer until we're ready to use it once you're done. I just need you to flatten it into a fairly even circle, about 11 inches wide. Use the mat on the counter to gauge it. There you go, you got it. Oh, you didn't realize I was Jenna's mom when you walked in? Let me guess, her sister? Yeah, I get it all the time, it's okay. I was only 18 when I had her. Crazy to think that was 20 years ago. Oh, you are too sweet, trying to suck up to your girlfriend's mom. Well, I appreciate it. You are pretty good looking yourself. Oh, don't be shy. There's a reason my daughter was attracted to you after all. And I can see she has amazing taste, just like her mom. Oh, careful, careful, not too thin. It'll rip when we try to drape it. Ah, there you go, much better. You know, I'm actually surprised. You're not my daughter's usual type. Well, I mean, you're attractive, don't get me wrong. All her relationships are with attractive people, but usually they're a little more, how do I say this? Stupid? Oh, that's mean. I just mean, they're usually not so well-rounded. Kind of just, I'm sleeping with the sorority girl vibes, you know? You're different. You two haven't slept together. In 2 weeks. I'm sorry, it's just, I know my daughter, and she loves sex. How? You're not ready. Okay. Is there a reason, or? It's okay, I won't tell her. I know I'm her mom, but I know Jenna has her faults, trust me. I was worried she actually wasn't treating you very well. I was afraid of that. She hasn't been making any time for you guys to get to know each other and to go out on dates. She just invites you to parties as eye candy and wants to fuck you when she's drunk. No, no, don't apologize. I'm glad you were honest. That does sound like Jenna. Honestly, and I mean this with all of the love in my heart for my daughter, I doubt you two are a good match. No, no, not because of you, because of her. I love her, but that girl is more selfish than a sandballer, you know? She isn't gonna be able to give a sweet young thing like you the attention and care you deserve. In all her trying to get you to have sex with her, has she tried to pleasure you? Yeah, I had a feeling. She's selfish, like I said. But you deserve to feel good, though. Not just be a toy or a piece of eye candy. And I can tell you're needy. I can tell you're looking for something, too. Sorry, I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. It's just, I've been seeing how often you glance down my shirt as I've been rolling this dough out. No, don't apologize. It's been making me feel very attractive. being watched by my daughter's girlfriend is flattering, especially when she's so cute and innocent. Listen, I think we can both agree that your relationship with my daughter isn't going to last, right? Especially after she sent you here to do her dirty work because she wanted to go shopping instead. Yeah, I had a feeling that's what she was doing. So, I have an offer. Well, I like you. I think you have an incredible aura about you. You're attractive and generous and eager, and you don't take any pleasure for yourself, do you? You just aim to please. God, that is sweet. Well, I want to please you. You heard me. Let me please you. Let me tease you and lick you and give you a memory to take home for winter break. To remember how sexy you are, how amazing. We won't ever have to see each other again since you're breaking up with my daughter, and you can just take what I give you. No strings attached. Here, I'll even throw in a bonus. There. How do you like them? Even better out of my shirt, right? Oh, I love my tits. Even after having a kid, they're still big and full and perfect to fit in any good girl's mouth. That's right, come here. That's a good girl. Do you want to suck on my nipples? Yeah? Just for a few minutes while I stroke your hair and tell you how good it feels. Fuck, it does. It feels so good, baby. You're very good with your tongue. If my daughter knew. Oh, fuck, biting my nipple like that. God, I love how you touch me. Fuck, come here. Such a good girl. Oh, I love your lips. Your hands. I love the way you shudder as I slide my hands up your waist and cup your breasts. Your nipples are so hard. Did you enjoy tasting mine? Good girl. Kiss me. Kiss me. That's a good girl. Do you like my hands on you? Do you like us feeling each other's tits? Comparing my big, heavy tits to your own. God, I love them. I love how they feel in my hands. I love the way your nipples graze against my palms. How you moan as I pleasure you. Let me take pleasure in your body, good girl. That's it. Lean against the counter. I'm gonna lick your pussy, all right? Yeah? Oh, thank goodness you wore a skirt. It makes this so much easier to just run my hands up the insides of your thighs and baby, you are so wet for me. Your panties are drenched. Do you want my mouth on your pussy? Yeah? Beg for it. Beg for it, sweet girl. That's it, good girl, good girl. Let me pleasure you. Oh, I'll just get down on my knees and you can hop up on the counter and fuck. Look at that gorgeous pussy. Jenna is missing out. Oh, but she couldn't handle your pleasure. No, you need a real woman for that. One who can focus on you. Focus on making you feel so good. Oh, look at this sweet little clit. So tasty. Oh. Fuck. Oh, I love the taste of your pussy, baby. I love how wet you are. Oh, you're dripping for me. Oh, your pussy is clenching on nothing as I tease your lips. Your clit. Do you like you. Do you want my fingers? My little clench around them. Yeah. Such a good girl telling me what you want. Fuck, baby, you're so tight. I'm strangling my fingers. I bet you moan so pretty when you're fucked full. Have you ever had someone use a strap on you, baby? No. You need to try it. I think you'd be so pretty stretched around a thick dildo. Watching you take it inch by inch. Suffocating it. Like you're squeezing my fingers right now. That hot baby. That's it. Just enjoy it. You can put your hands in my hair if you'd like. Just don't mess it up. You wouldn't want Jenna to know if she walked in. That's it. Fuck it, like, girl. Keep getting wet. Keep giving me every drop of this deliciousness. You taste so good, baby girl. How good. Don't try to squeeze your thighs together. I'm not done with you. Although I do wish I had more time. I'd love to explore just how good of a girl you are. Just how well you'd look. Stretched around a dildo. But Jenna could change her mind and get here any minute, and I want to make sure. I want to make sure you come before that happens. Yes, good girl. Don't move. Don't move. Oh, let me tease and suck your pretty clit. Fuck, you're crunching around my fingers. Do you another? Oh, good girl, you can take it. Take my fingers. Oh, fuck. You're so pretty, grind against my hand like that. Do you want more? Yeah? You want to come, baby? Beg. Oh, you look so pretty when you beg. Beg for me. Beg me to let you come. Fuck, yeah, I need to kiss your lips. Come here. God, don't you taste so fucking good on my tongue? Huh? Oh, I'm gonna kiss these pretty lips while I fuck you nice and hard with my fingers. I wanna swallow your moans. You're gonna come for me, do you understand? Yeah? Oh, you're gonna come and give me every fucking drop. You're gonna soak my hand, baby girl. You're gonna make a mess all for me. Be a good girl and come for me. No. Don't say you can't. You fucking can. I'm fucking you so hard. Your pussy's stuffed and I'm pinching and I'm tugging your nipple and kissing you. You're gonna come for me. You're gonna come for me, okay? Come for me, good girl. Come for me right now. I'm fucking now. Come for me, good girl. That's it. Fuck. You're so unimaginably sexy. That was so intense. And so fucking hot. Was it good for you? Who am I kidding? You soaked my hand, of course it was. You taste so good, though. If only we had... Oh, that's the apple pie. Shoot, hold on. You. All good. That would have sucked to have to remake. What are you doing on the counter still? Listen, I know I probably blew your mind, but I know you still have arms. Get to work, hon. Those pie crusts aren't gonna roll themselves. Besides, we've still got the cream pies to fill.